弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
这两天有一点鼻塞，所以我声音可能有点怪怪的。
My nose has been a little stuffy these past couple days, so my voice might sound a little funny.
对，这两天我也祷告了，求主这个使我声音能够恢复正常。
And these past couple days, I also prayed to the Lord to heal me.
结果你们听见我还是有点怪怪的声音。
But my voice is still sounds a little funny.
那我想他的意念高过我们的意念。
But I trust that his purpose is higher than ours.
所以这个怪怪的就怪怪的好了。
So even though I sound a little funny, it is what it is.
那希望你们在这里听见的不是人的声音，乃是圣灵对弟兄姊妹们讲话的声音。
And so this morning, may you not hear the voice of man, but that you can hear the voice of the Spirit.
我们先来读一段主的话啊。
Let's first start by reading from the Word of God.
启示录第二章第五节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2, verse 5.
我们中文英文一起读啊。
Let's read in Chinese and English together.
启示录第二章第五节。
Revelation 2, 5.
所以
Therefore, remember from where you have fallen,
and
repent,
and
do the deeds you did at first.
Or else I am coming to you, and
you will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent.
然后同一章十六节。
And in the same chapter, verse 16.
所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你那里，用我口中的剑攻击他们。然后还是第二章第二十一到二十二节。
And still chapter 2, verse 21 to 22.
我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。看了，我要叫他病卧在床，那些与他行淫的人，若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患难。然后启示录第三章第三节。
And next, let's turn to Revelation 3:3.
所以要回想你是怎样领受、怎样听见的，要遵守并且悔改。
Therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you.
最后是启示录第三章的第十九节。
And lastly, Revelation 3:19.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。那今天跟弟兄姊妹们交通一点这个。我们很熟悉的一个 topic 就是悔改。
And the topic that I will be sharing with brothers and sisters this morning is one that we are very familiar with. It is the topic of repentance.
在启示录七个教会当中，有一个是得胜的教会。
And in Revelation, we see that there are seven churches, and one is one that is overcome.
我们都知道是腓拉铁会教会。
And we know that it is the Church of Philadelphia.
这个是主所称赞的教会。
And this is one that the Lord praises.
那有一个呢是在患难中的教会。
And one church is in disarray.
这个是士美拿教会。
And this is the Church of Smyrna.
这个教会呢，主没有称赞，但是也没有责备。
And the Lord does not rebuke, nor does the Lord praise this church.
那主只是要求他们说，你们要至死忠心。
And the Lord reminds them that they need to be diligent.Faithful.
所以他们守得住就得胜，守不住就失败。
And if they can keep the faith, then they have overcome.
对，那剩下五个教会呢，是失败的教会。
And the other five churches that are written in the book of Revelation is churches of that have failed.
所以主责备他们。
And so they have been rebuked by the Lord.
那这个责备在原文里面还更厉害一点，就是主反对他们。
More so than just rebuking, we see that the Lord is against these five churches.
然后呢，主就对这五个教会说了同样的一件事情。
And he says the same thing to these five churches.
主说你们要悔改。
And he reminds these five churches that they must repent.
然后呢，说完悔改之后呢，才开始说得胜的要得着怎么样的奖赏。
And after they have repented, only then does he speak of overcoming and gaining the reward.
所以我们就知道，这个悔改并不是一件小事。悔改对我们来说，乃是一件大事来。
And so we see that the idea of repentance is one that is is a big point.
因为悔改不单单跟得救有关系，并且悔改跟得胜也有关系。
And repentance is not just about salvation, but that it also points to overcoming.
所以为信主的人需要悔改，信主的也需要悔改。
So those who are not believers must repent, but those who believe in the Lord also must repent.
悔改，而且呢，悔改并不是一件可做可不做的事情。
Repentance is not something that we can choose to do or not to do.
悔改乃是我们一定要做的。
Repentance is something that we have to do.
因为主在这里并不是劝勉我们，并不是鼓励我们，也不是建议我们，主乃是命令我们说你要悔改。
And the Lord here does not ask us or encourage us to repent, but he is telling us that we must repent.
这是主的命令。
And this is his commandment.
所以如果我们今天犯罪了，我们做错事情了，我们必须要在主面前认罪悔改。
So if we have sinned, we must come before the Lord and repent.
那到底什么是悔改呢？
But what is repentance?
悔改就是我们心思里面180度的转弯。
And repentance is a 180 degree turn within our spirit.
就是我们原本是往南走的，现在呢，要回转，要180度的回转，要往北走。
We originally were going south, but in order to the idea of repentance is that we turn 180 degrees and go the complete opposite direction and go north.
悔改不是后悔。
Repentance is not regret.
Yeah. 那后我们是常常后悔的。
And oftentimes, we as humans regret a lot of things.
我们在我们一生当中，我们做许多事情是令我们后悔的。
And we make a lot of choices, and we regret many of them.
但是呢，如果单单后悔的话，是没有什么用处的。
But if we only regret, there is not much purpose behind that.
我记得我在读高中的时候，我的语文老师他在课堂上面跟我们讲了一件他最后悔的事情。
And I remember when I was in high school, one of our teachers told us something that they regretted.
他说他以前嫌他的母亲很啰嗦。
And our teacher told us that oftentimes that he often despised his mother, found her very annoying.
对，他说他母亲常常跟他说啊。你这个水又多喝一点了，衣服又多穿一点了，被又盖好了。他说这些我都听腻了，很烦。
And he was often annoyed because his mother would remind him to wear more clothes or keep warm, and he heard it many times.
后来他长大了，出来工作了，成家立业了。
And after he grew up, left the home and started his own career.
他也做了我们班级的班主任。
And he was our class teacher for a long time.
然后他在班级里面对我们说，他说，现在我真的很后悔。
And he told us that right now he regretted.
他说我真的希望我妈妈现在能够继续的啰嗦我。
And he said, I often wish that my mom would nag me a little more.
甚至呢，天天骂我都没关系。
And even scold me every day.
因为他现在再也听不到他妈妈啰嗦他的声音了，因为他妈妈已经去世。
Because his mother had passed away, and he couldn't hear her voice anymore.
所以他虽然很后悔，但是已经改变不了什么东西。
So even though he regretted his past actions, he can't change anything.
你再怎么后悔都已经太晚了。
No matter how much he regrets, it's already too late.
但是呢，这个悔改是不一样的。
But repentance is something that is different.
只有我们一息尚存，只有主还没有回来，我们就有机会悔改。
And while the Lord has not yet returned, we have an opportunity to repent.
弟兄姊妹们，这个悔改啊，是主的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, the idea of repentance is a mercy of the Lord.
我们还记得与主同钉的那个强盗的故事。
And we know the thief that was nailed to the cross next to the Lord Jesus.
他在生命最后一刻，他悔改了。
And in the last moments of his life, he was able to repent.
原本他和其他人一样，是在那里抵挡主耶稣基督，是在那里这个弃绝主耶稣的。
And originally, he was like the other thief. He was mocking and shouting insults at the Lord.
但是最后他接受主耶稣。
But in the last moments, he accepted the Lord.
那这个不是一个一时的冲动，这不是一个血气之勇。
This was not something that was out of his own flesh.
那这个是心思里面180度的回转。
This was a turn, a 180 degree turn within his spirit.
他对主说，等你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
He told the Lord, when you enter into paradise, may you remember me.
主说，今日你就同我一同在这个乐园里。
And the Lord Jesus told them, today you will be with me in paradise.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果单单是后悔的话，这个强盗还是要下地狱。
And so, Lord, brothers and sisters, if this thief were to be regretful, then he would still go to hell.
但是感谢主，他最后乃是悔改接受主。
But we thank the Lord that in his last moments, he repented and accepted the Lord.
虽然因为他犯的罪，他仍旧受到这个世界律法的审判，他仍旧是被钉死在十字架上。
Even though the things that he had committed in this life, he was subject to the law and its judgment.
但是他躲过了，他逃过了这个白色大宝座的审判。
But he was able to escape the great white throne of judgment.
啊，所以他可以和主耶稣一同在乐园里面。
And so he was able to be with the Lord in paradise.
那这个是未信主的人，这个是福音朋友还没信主的人他们的悔改。
And this is the repentance of those who are yet unbelievers.
他们悔改接受主得永生。
That they can turn and they can repent and receive the Lord and gain life.
已经信主的也要悔改。
But those who are believers must also repent.
我们都很熟悉大卫的故事。
And we are all very familiar with the story of David.
我们知道大卫是神这个所拣选的器皿，是合乎神心意的人。
And we know that David is one who followed after the heart of the Lord.
结果他也犯罪了，并且犯大罪了。
But we see that in his life he committed many great sins.
他犯了这个，我们都知道他犯了这个通奸杀谋杀，是吧？
And that he adultery and murder.
Yeah. 然后呢，大卫在神面前悔改。
But we see that David repented before the Lord.
而且我们知道大卫特别还做了一首诗，诗篇第五十一篇，那个被称为是悔改之诗。
And we see that David wrote a psalm, Psalm 51, which is one of repentance.
那神有丰盛的怜悯，神就赦免了大卫。
And we see that the Lord's mercy is great, and he spared David.
但是大卫仍旧担当这个罪的后果。
But we see that he was still subject under the consequences of sin.
这个我们知道他和八十八所生的那个孩子受神击打，得了重病，最后死了。
And we know that the child that was born to Bathsheba out of adultery, that child passed away.
虽然大卫在神面前禁食七日，在那里这个痛苦流泪悔改祷告。
That even though David prayed before the Lord for 7 days, yeah.
但是呢，我们知道那个婴孩最后还是死掉。
That even though after those 7 days of prayer, that at the end the child still died.
因为我们的神是公义的神，他断不以有罪的为无罪。
And that our God is a righteous God.
所以我们在这里，我们其实也看见了罪的结果就是死。
And so we see from this that the end result of sin is death.
但是另一方面呢，我们看见我们的神也是蛮有恩典、蛮有怜悯的神。
But we see on the other side that our Lord is filled with mercy.
我们知道最后这个过了不久，八十八她又怀孕了。
And we know that not long after Bathsheba was with child again.
生了所罗门。
And Solomon was born.
所罗门就是神的恩典。
And Solomon is the grace of our Lord.
罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多。
Although sin was there, grace abounded all the more.
我们知道这个从大卫到所罗门，然后沿着这一条线一直下去，最后就引出了我们的主耶稣基督。
And we know from the line of David to Solomon all the way down, we know that ultimately it came to the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见说悔改是一件多么重要的事情。
And so we see the importance of repentance.
如果大卫没有悔改的话，我们也不知道会发生什么事。
And if David did not repent, we don't know what would have happened.
我前阵子我自己问了自己一个脑问题。
And a while ago, I had a very, I had a question.
我最近一次在主面前认罪悔改是什么时候？
When was the last time that I repented to the Lord?
那我这么一问呢，我其实我自己吓了一跳。
And when I asked this question to myself, I was, I shocked myself a little bit.
因为我不记得上一次到底是什么时候我在主面前认罪悔改。
Because I did not remember when the last time I repented was.
所以这个就非常严重了，因为这已经很久了。
And so this is something that is very shocking because it has been such a long time.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不悔改，一方面来说是我们心里面刚硬。
And in one aspect, if we do not repent, our hearts have become hardened.
那比这个刚硬更严重的、更厉害的，就是我们心里面麻木。
And even worse than this is if our heart, not only does our heart become hardened, but our heart becomes and grows numb.
对罪对属灵的事物都没有了感觉。
That we have no feelings towards sin.
那不关心这些事情，不关心悔不悔改，也不关心这个得不得胜，关心的乃是我现在活得怎么样。
And that we don't no longer care to repent, and we just live our lives, and we are more we care more about how we are currently living.
那我自己以前就有这样的经历。
And before I had this experience.
因为其实我知道我很多事情做错了，但是我不想悔改。
And I knew that I had done many things that were wrong, but I did not want to repent.
那我想在座的弟兄姊妹当中也有很多，就是说，你说你知不知道你做错？你说你知不知道你犯罪了？知道。
And I'm sure we all have very similar experiences. Do we know that we have done wrong? Do we know we have sinned? Of course.
但是我们不太看重这些东西，我们不愿意悔改。
But we don't look at these things with importance, and we are not willing to repent.
那这个呢，不悔改之后呢，心会变得越来越刚硬，越来越麻木。
And if we do not repent, the more we do not repent, the more our heart is hardened and numbs.
所以以前我有一次这样的经历，就是说刚硬麻木到一个地步，我连祷告都不想祷告。
And it got to a point that I no longer wanted to pray.
因为怕祷告之后，神就会救我。
Because I was afraid that if I prayed, then the Lord would save me.
那神一救我就没有办法继续这个享受这个世界了。
And if the Lord saved me, then I can no longer enjoy the things of this earth.
所以一次又一次的消灭圣灵的感动。
And so, time after time, I would quench the leading of the Spirit.
咬紧牙关不悔改不祷告。
And I was very strongly against repentance.
多么愚蠢。
And how stupid was I?
Yeah. Very stupid.
Very stupid.
那当然感谢主，这个悔改并不是一件容易的事情。
But we thank the Lord that even though repentance is not something that is very easy,
所以为什么我们需要彼此代祷？
So why do we have to pray for one another?
为什么我们需要互相看顾？
Why is it that we have to encourage one another?
因为有时候我们软弱到一个地步，我们都不想祷告，无法祷告。
And because oftentimes we come to a point that we no longer desire to pray.
所以我们需要其他的肢体来代祷，来安慰，来关怀。
So we need other members of the body to care for us.
那说不定你的一个代祷，神就开始工作了。
And maybe after one prayer from someone else, the Lord is able to work.
说不定这个圣灵就借着你一句安慰的话，是吧？就感动了这位弟兄。
Maybe the Spirit is able to use one phrase or one word to comfort this brother or sister.
那除了这个彼此代祷之外呢，从圣经里面看的话，最少还有三个点跟悔改有关的。
And not only this, but we see that there are three other points associated with repentance.
第一个点是要有意象，要有看见。
And the first point is that we must have vision. We must be able to see.
我想我们都知道保罗的故事。
And I trust we're all very familiar with the story of Paul.
保罗原本是一个狂热的律法主义者。
And we know that Paul was originally a Pharisee.
他是法利赛人中的法利赛人，就着律法的意义来说，他是无可指摘的。
A Pharisee of Pharisees, and he knew the law.
但是他在去大马色的路上，主用大光照着他，他看见主了。
And his name was Saul back then, and on the way to Damascus, he saw the great light.
从此他就发生了180度的翻转。
And after seeing that light, he turned 180 degrees.
以前他是到处逼迫，到处去逼迫基督徒的，现在他是到处被别人逼迫。
And originally he was persecuting Christians, but now he is the one who is being persecuted.
所以第一个点我们需要主的光照。
And first of all, we need the light of the Lord.
我想保罗的故事非常的丰富，非常多，我们当然没有时间讲这个。
And we know that the story of Paul is one that is very rich, and we don't have the time to speak on this.
但我们知道那一次的异象改变了保罗的一生。
But we know that vision and that light changed the life of Paul.
所以我们需要主光照我们，要不然的话，我们就会像之前的保罗那样，心里面非常刚硬。
And so we need the light of the Lord to shine within us, or else we would be like Saul.
那第二个点呢，是需要神的话。
And the second point is that we need the word of the Lord.
我们知道在圣经当中有一个非常特别的故事。
And we know that there is a very particular story in the Bible.
那个是约伯的故事。
And it's the story of Job.
许多人都觉得说在约伯身上最大的难处是他的自义。
So we know that one thing that we often think of when we think of Job is his self-righteousness.
但是我觉得他最大的难处是不认识神，或者说不够认识神。
But one thing that I feel that is in Job's life is that he did not know the Lord enough.
我们知道神允许魔鬼来攻击约伯。
We know that God allowed the devil to test Job.
然后在一天之内约伯就家破人亡。
And that in one day he lost everything.
接着他自己 也浑身长毒疮。
And that he had sores and boils all over his body.
然后坐在这个炉灰当中用瓦片来刮自己的身体。
And that he sat in the dust to scrape these boils off.
在开始的时候呢，约伯他能就保持他心中的纯正，他不以口犯罪。
And we know that in the beginning, Job was very adamant about his righteousness.
后来呢，他三个朋友过来安慰他，同情他，可怜他。
But as the book goes on, we see that his three friends come to speak to him.
这三个朋友的同情令约伯受不了了。
And the actions of these three friends caused Job to, he couldn't take it anymore.
然后约伯就起来开始咒诅自己的生日。
And he began to curse.
那 他的三个朋友呢就起来这个责备约伯，劝约伯认罪悔改。
And these three friends constantly reminded Job to repent.
因为他们觉得说约伯肯定是犯罪了。
Because they think that Job must have sinned.
那约伯呢就与他们争辩。
And Job would talk to them.
我们知道这个一争辩呢、不得了啊，争辩了三十几章了。
And we see that their discourse was about 30 chapters.
那其中比较经典的呢，也像约伯记这个第二十七章的第五跟第六节。
And we see in Job chapter 27, verse 5 and 6.
那约伯说了很厉害的话，他说：“我断不以你们为是，我至死必不以自己为不正，我持定我的意，必不放松，在世的日子，我心必不责备我。”
And he says to his three friends, "Far be it from me that I should declare you right. Till I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. I hold fast my righteousness, and I will not let it go. My heart does not reproach any of my days."
你知道这个魔鬼撒旦也是说我这里我这里约伯你看跟这个撒旦差不多了，他也是我全部都是我。
We see Job and the devil are very similar here, that everything is about me and I.
那这话太厉害了啊。
And this is a very powerful words.
然后呢说完之后呢约伯开始质问神了。
And so after these things, Job began to question the Lord.
那这个呢他其实我们知道约伯质问了很多，但是呢他其实简单的来说意思就是说我没有犯罪，我这么公义的人你为什么这么对我。
And simply put, as Job comes before the Lord, he often tells him, I have not sinned, why are you doing this to me?
他的意思是说神啊，你指出我的罪吧，你来指给我看我犯了什么罪。
Job is basically coming to the Lord to say, where is my sin? You tell me where my sin is.
然后呢最后我们知道神向约伯显现了。
And finally we know that the Lord appears to Job.
但是神并没有直接回答约伯的问题。
And the Lord does not directly answer Job's question.
他乃是问了约伯更多问题。
And not only this, but God, asks Job more questions.
这个许多问题呢，其实简单来说就是两个问题。
And, you can boil it down to two simple questions.
一个是我是谁。
The first question is, who am I?
一个是你是谁。
And the second question is, who are you?
Yeah. 那所以约伯的难处，乃是不够认识神，也不够认识自己。
And the hardships of Job is that he did not know the Lord enough, and he did not know himself enough.
我们知道约伯的三个朋友，他们说了很多话，但是约伯没有悔改。
And we know that his three friends, said many words, but Job did not repent.
因为人的话再多也起不了作用。
Because no matter how much man speaks, that there is only so much.
结果神一说话，约伯马上悔改了。
And the moment that God spoke to Job, he immediately repented.
在约伯记第42章第5第6节那里讲到，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。这个懊悔就是悔改。
And in Job 42:5-6, it says, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Therefore I retract and I repent in the dust and ashes.
从前他高举自己的义。
He originally lifted his own self-righteousness.
现在他厌恶自己。
And now he retracted.
从前他都是我我我。
Before Job only spoke of himself.
现在他说我你你你风闻有你亲眼见你。
And now he speaks on, he says you, which is, the Lord God.
那我想约伯之所以有这样一个完全的转变，一个180度的转变，都是因为神向他显现并且对他说话。
And we see that Job was able to have this 180 degree turn because the Lord appeared and spoke to him.
我们看见以上的这些例子，大卫、保罗、约伯等等这些例子，我们就会发现说，悔改成为他们生命当中的转折点。
And we see that all these different characters within the Bible, that we see that their turning point in life was when they repented.
那第三个点呢，悔改需要十字架。
And the third point is that in repentance, we must, we need the cross.
那这个呢，我想非常简单，一个人悔改，你首先需要否认自己。
And I think this is very simple, that, when we repent, we must, deny ourselves.
我们需要承认自己是错的。
And we must admit that we ourselves are wrong.
如果我们想我们是对的，我们没有罪，那你没办法悔改。
And if we think that we are righteous and we have not sinned, then we cannot repent.
如果我们像约伯那样以自己为义，我们就悔改不了。
And if we have self-righteousness like Job, then we cannot repent.
所以悔改需要十字架，需要否认自己。
And so, in order to repent, we need the cross and we need to deny ourselves.
那我们知道说约伯的问题不单单是罪的问题，更是己的问题。
And the, problem of Job is not, is a problem of self.
所以到最后约伯才说我厌恶自己。
And, we see that in the end that, Job says that he abhors himself.
我想我们感谢主啊，常常给我们悔改的机会。
And we thank the Lord that he oftentimes gives us opportunities to repent.
在这个彼得后书第三章第九节那里说，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是当言，其实不是当言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
And in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, it says, The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
所以我们知道，悔改不单单是主的命令，也是主的心愿。
And we know that repentance is not just a commandment from the Lord, but that is his heart's desire.
求主怜悯我们，使我们每个人都愿意在主面前认罪悔改。
May the Lord forgive us that we might have a heart of repentance before him.
我就交通到这里啊。
And this will end my sharing.
We thank the Lord for using our brother to remind us that we need to repent. I I think one of the purposes for repentance is to bring us further into the will of God.
因为神创造人实在是有一个得非常荣耀的目的。
Because God created man with a glorious purpose.
因着人的软弱，因着人的犯罪，我们离开神的心意。
And through man's failure and weakness, we departed from the will of God.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那我们接下来我们先读一段圣经。
Let's read a passage together.
我们看历代志上第十三章。
Let's read 1 Chronicles 13.
我们从第一节读到第十节。
We'll read from 1 through 10.
那因为经节比较多，我们就一同中英文大家一起来读。
Because it's rather long, let's just read English and Chinese all together.
历代志上第十三章第一节。
First
大卫与千夫长、百夫长，就是一切首领商议。大卫对以色列全会众说：“你们若以为美，见这事是出于耶和华我们的神，我们就差遣人走遍以色列地，见我们未来的弟兄，又见在那有郊野之城的祭司利未人，使他们都到这里来聚集。我们要把神的约柜运到我们这里来。”
For we have not inquired at it since the days of Saul.
我们没有在约柜前求问神。
Then all the assembly said that they would do so.
可以如此行，
这是在众民眼中看为可好，
看为好。
So David gathered all Israel together from Shihor in Egypt to as far as the entrance of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjath to Jearim.
将神的约柜运来。
大卫率领以色列众人上巴拉，就是属大卫的基列耶林，
要从那里将约柜运来。这约柜就坐在厄居鲁伯上，耶和华神留名的地约柜。他们将以色将神的约柜从亚比拿达的家里抬出来，放在新车上。乌押和约雅西赶车。
Then David and all Israel played music before God with all their might, with singing on harps, on stringed instruments, on tambourines, on cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came to Chidon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark for the oxen's stomach. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and he struck him because he put his hand to the ark, and he died there before God.
好，这我想这一段故事讲到前面一段大卫他要将约柜带回到大卫城耶路撒冷。
So this part of the story talks about, in the beginning part, is that David wanted to bring the Ark of God back to Jerusalem.
我问弟兄姐妹一个问题。
So let me pose this question to brothers and sisters.
我们知道约柜跟会幕是什么关系？
So what is the relationship between the Ark and the Tabernacle?
我们知道会幕是神在摩西的时代指示摩西所要建造的。
We know that in Moses' time, God instructed Moses how to construct the tabernacle.
那其中有一件器皿或物件叫做约柜。
And there was something as a part of it called the ark.
那我们知道在如果我们了解以色列那时候的情形，我们知道约柜实在是代表神的同在。
So if we understand at the time of the Israelites, we know that the ark was the presence of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要记住会幕是为着约柜建造。
So brothers and sisters, we must remember that the tabernacle was constructed for the ark.
在那个时代有很多的帐篷，对不对？
And that time there were many tents.
为什么这个帐篷叫做会幕？
But why was this specific tent called the tabernacle?
因为约柜在里面，因为神的同在在里面。
It was because the ark dwelled within it, the presence of God was in it.
如果一个会幕没有了约柜，
If there is a tabernacle without an ark,
这个会幕就跟其他的帐篷没有什么差别了。
There is not much difference between this tent and the tabernacle, or this
tabernacle
and the other tent. 今天
我们在这里，我们知道基督是教会里面的一切。
Today we know that that Jesus is everything, is all in all of the church.
一个教会没有了基督，这个是教会吗？
If there is no Jesus in church, where is this a church?
今天我们在地上有很多人都可以聚集在一起。
In this world, many people can gather together.
教会跟其他的聚集不同在哪里？
What is the difference between our church and a gathering of people?
因为基督在我们当中。
It is that Jesus is in the midst.
这是最大的不同。
This is the greatest difference.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们实在是要注意这个点。
So brothers and sisters, we have to take note of this point.
我每次奉主的名聚集在这里的时候，
that every time we gather together in the name of Jesus,
我们是一个特别的子民，
we are a special people.
因为我们的主耶稣在我们的当中，
because the Lord Jesus is in our midst.
我们在这边是要彰显基督，
here we are to manifest our
Lord. 我们是要让神的荣耀在这边能够被见证，被彰显出来。
That our God's glory would be manifested.
那我们回到在大卫的那个时代。
So let's return to the time of David.
如果我们看旧约的历史，我们知道。
So if we look at the history of the Old Testament.
在大卫的年间的时候，会幕里面有没有约柜？
In the time of David, was the ark in the tabernacle?
约柜已经不在那个会幕里了。
The ark had actually already was no longer in the tabernacle.
我们知道在士师，在基本上在以利做士师的时候，
that when Eli was a priest.
我们知道因着因着他们的一个决定，让约柜被非利士人挪去。
Due to decisions they made, the ark was taken away by the Philistines.
在圣经里面讲到。撒母耳记第四章说到一件事情。
That in 1 Samuel chapter 4,
荣耀离开以色列，这是因神的约柜被挪去。
It says that the glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God has been captured.
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在扫罗年间，扫罗不关心神的约柜。
In the times of Saul, he did not care for God's ark.
在扫罗年间，刚才我们读的经文里面，大卫特别说到一件事情。
And in Saul's reign, David actually pointed out one thing.
我们大卫年间，我们没有在约柜前求问神。
That in the days of Saul, we have not inquired the ark of God.
在扫罗的里面，约柜不是那么重要。
So in Saul, you can see that the ark was not very important to him.
在扫罗的里面，他要建立的国比较要紧。
To Saul, the kingdom that he was building was more important.
所以很多的事情是照他的感觉，照他的里面去做。
So many decisions he made was according to his own thoughts and purposes.
但是我们知道大卫，
but we know David.
他从小就向往我们的主。
That since his youth he looked upon God.
他从小就知道约柜已经不见了，已经不在会幕的这件事情。
And in his youth, since his youth, he already understood that the ark was no longer in the tabernacle.
我们可以从诗篇132篇里面看到。
We can see from Psalm 132.
他说到，他这边特别说到是耶和华，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。
Specifically, it says, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions.
我们知道大卫他是受了很多的苦难，对不对？
We know that David suffered much.
但是我们从诗篇132篇里面，我们看到大卫这边所说的苦难是什么呢？
But in Psalm 132, what is this affliction that David is speaking of?
因为他看到神在地上没有一个安息的居所。
It's because he saw that God did not have a resting place in this world.
他里面有一个渴慕。
And he had this desire inside him.
他愿意一生住在耶和华的殿中。
And that he would want to live all his days in the presence of God.
他愿意在一生住在耶和华殿来求问神。
That he wanted to inquire of the Lord all the days of his life.
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们这些属神的儿女。
Us who are children of God,
我们是不是有像大卫的心一样呢？
Do we have a heart like David?
我们是不是愿意住在主的殿中来求问他？
Are we willing to dwell in the house of the Lord and inquire of him?
我们知道我们信主的圣经教导我们凡事都要带到主面前来，对不对？
We know that as believers, the Bible teaches us all things we bring to Christ.
那今天我不知道弟兄姐妹，我们今天有什么问题，我们问谁呢？
But brothers and sisters, I don't know that if you have questions today, who do you ask?
我想我们第一个想到的。
The first thing we think of.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹想到谁。
I don't know what brothers and sisters think of.
现在这个时代，我觉得第一个想到的就是谷歌。
In this day and age, I think the first thing we might think of is Google.
我不晓得是不是有这样，即使有时候我们在查经的时候。
Even in our Bible studies.
我说我问弟兄姐妹说，我们知不知道这一段的意思是什么？
Sometimes I ask brothers and sisters, do we understand this passage?
那有些弟兄姐妹大概等了几秒钟以后，
After a few minutes, some brothers and sisters,
然后就说，他就说，这个谷歌这么说，
We'll say, well, Google said,
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在很多的知识今天很多，
In knowledge, there's much today.
但那些都是只是在一个资讯方面而已。
But it is only a knowledge of outside.
那些话不是神对我们说的。
The words are not what God has spoken to us.
我里面总是有一个感觉。
I have this feeling inside of me.
觉得我们今天活在一个科技发达的时代，到对基督徒是一个好还是坏呢？
That I feel like this world we live in is so full of knowledge and technology. Is this a good or a bad thing towards us Christians?
我每次在想，在以前没有这些科技的时候
，In the times that didn't have this technology，
当我们基督徒对主的话不明白的时候
，That when we didn't have understanding towards God's words，
他没有能够问
，There was nothing to ask， no one to ask。
他们飞到神面前来问。
And there is no choice but to come before God and ask.
虽然时间会花得比较久
Even though you might spend more time.
但是当神对他们启示说话的时候
But when God appeared and revealed and spoke.
他们里面真的是得着了
They really truly gained.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters.
那我们实在是有这样子的心智能够常常到主面前来求问主
May we have this desire that we could come before God and ask.
那我们也知道我们实在是有大卫这个心那我们能够把约柜把神的同在当作我们宝贵的
And that we would have this heart like David that we would treasure the ark in the presence of God.
哦、这是在这一段里面的第一个点跟弟兄姐妹交通。
So、this is my first point I wanted to share on in this passage.
那在刚才我们念的这一段经文的后半段又发生了一件事情。
And then in the second half of this passage, something else happened.
我们知道大卫他是一个王对不对
?We know that David was a king.
他可以命令他有这个感觉他可以命令百姓掌管把约柜就带回来。
He could just command the people of Israel to bring the ark back.
但是大卫知道神的心意，不仅仅是他有对约柜有同样有这个感觉。
But David understood that God's heart was not just for him to have this desire.
所以在第二节里面，我们知道他对以色列会众说这件事情。
So in verse 2, David said to the assembly of Israel.
然后在第四节，全会众都说可以，在众民眼中都看为好。
So in verse 2, David told this to the assembly of Israel, and in verse 4, the assembly said that they would do it because it was right.
今天在属灵的事上
So in the spiritual matters,
主是要得着一群他的百姓
God wants to gain a people.
不是只是要大卫一个人
He didn't just want David, the one person.
大卫知道神对神的家是何等的重视
And David understood that the house of God was of importance to God.
他愿意把他里面神给他的负担跟弟兄姐妹们交通。
He was willing to bring the burden he had in his heart to brothers and sisters.
让弟兄姐妹能够有相同的负担。
So that they could have the same desire and burden.
有相同的看见。
The same vision.
这是活在身体中的一个实际。
This is a reality of living in the body.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们在地上生活。
So brothers and sisters, as we live our lives,
我们的心是不是仅仅在我们自己我们的家而已呢
Our hearts, are they only focused on ourselves and our own families?
我们的心是不是能够像大卫
Or can our hearts be like David?
他想到的是神想到是神的家
That what he thought of was God in the house of God
想到弟兄姐妹想到神家的百姓
Of God's people, brothers and sisters
刚才里面想到求我们实在是把那个负担也放在我们的里面
May we truly have the same desire in our own selves?
我们怎么样知道了解神的家呢
?How can we understand the house of God?
我们要了解我们要与弟兄姐妹能够有相接。
That we have to, talk or connect with our brothers and sisters.
那今天下午刚好有一个侍奉聚会。
And actually today we happen to have a service meeting.
我实在是弟兄姐妹我们要关心神的家。
Brothers and sisters, we have to care for the house of God.
那我们对关心神家中的每一位弟兄姐妹。
And to care for each and every brother and sister in the house of God.
所以我希望弟兄姐妹下午能够留下来。
So I really ask if brothers and sisters can stay this afternoon.
一同寻求怎么样来侍奉神，像大卫一样。
To seek together, to learn how to seek after God together.
我想这是插出去的。
As David did. So sorry, that was a bit of a tangent.
所以在这边。大卫这个身体的感觉是非常的重要。
But David's understanding of the body was incredibly important.
愿借着我们爱主，也能够激励弟兄姐妹爱主。
So may our love for the Lord, may that also encourage other brothers and sisters to love God.
因为我们爱弟兄姐妹。
Because we love brothers and sisters.
也能够鼓励弟兄姐妹爱弟兄姐妹们。
May that encourage other brothers and sisters to also love brothers and sisters.
那第三个点。
My third point.
我们看到当大卫他们要把约柜带回到耶路撒冷大卫城的时候。
And we see when David was about to transport the ark back to Jerusalem.
他们用的牛车的方式。
He used an ox cart.
我们知不知道我不知道为什么他们会选择用牛车。
I don't know why he chose to use an ox cart.
也许当初腓力士人他们用牛车把约柜带好送回到以色列地。
Maybe because when the Philistines brought the ark back, they used an oxen and cart.
他们也许就是用相同的方法。
So maybe they just chose to use the same method of transportation.
但是我们很清楚地知道，在神颁下律法的时候。
But we are very clear that when God gave His law,
约柜是要用祭司的肩来抬的。
That the ark was to be carried on the shoulders of priests.
在那时候，大卫不知道。
At that time, David did not know.
那时候的祭司也不明白。
And the priests of that time did not understand.
他们这两位祭司。
So these two priests.
乌撒跟亚西约。
Uzza and Ahio.
他们本应我是这么说，他们本应该是肩抬约柜的祭司。
They were supposed to be priests that carried on their shoulders.
肩抬约柜，你要。抬上来要付很大的力量，对不对
？To lift the ark onto your shoulders takes great strength.
用牛车是不是比较舒服
？Isn't it more comfortable to use a cart？
谁舒服
？Who's comfortable？
祭司舒服。
The priests are comfortable.
但是神很不舒服。
But God is very uncomfortable.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
在教会的侍奉里面，做神家中的事的时候
，So in our services in the church, and when it pertains to matters of God。
我们需要照神的方式来做。
We need to act according to God's ways.
当如果我们不照神的心意做的时候
，When we act according to our not according to God's ways，
我们常常反而得罪了神。
We actually offend God.
我们知道这个结局，乌撒的结局是非常的可悲。
And we know that what happened to Uzza was terrible.
因为他想要扶住约柜。
He wanted to go support the ark.
这又是用人的方式。
Again, this was with man's method.
有人这么了解，绝对乌撒的这个动作，其实就是我们常常要用自己的方法来维持神的见证。
And many understand that Uzza using his own hand is like us trying to use our own methods to testify.
所以这乌撒的手是非常的可怕。
So Uzza's hand is actually a very scary thing.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们在教会里面侍奉、敬拜、服侍主的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as we worship and we serve in the church,
我们要非常小心，我们是不是常常伸出这个乌撒的手呢
？We need to be very careful. Do we extend our own Uzza's hand?
我们知道在扫罗年间，扫罗做完的时候
，We also know that when Saul was king,
撒母耳叫请扫罗要到哪个时间在那边等候他要来献祭，对不对
？Samuel had instructed Saul to wait for him to offer.
结果扫罗那时候没有等到那个撒母耳到，他因着好像看到时间快到了，还没有来，还没有等候神，他就自己献的燔祭。
But yet Saul did not wait for Samuel to arrive. He saw that it was almost time and Samuel had not arrived yet. He just chose to go ahead and offer himself.
在撒母耳记第十三章里面说到这件事情。
So in 1 Samuel 13:13,
在十三节说到撒母耳对扫罗说
that Samuel said to Saul,
你做了糊涂事了。
You have done foolishly.
没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令。
You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which He commanded you.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
今天扫罗在这边做了一件糊涂事。
Here Saul did something very foolish.
今天我们在神的家中
today in God's house,
如果我们没有照主的旨意、主的方式来做的时候
if we do not act in accordance to God's wills and His way,
我们就像扫罗一样
we are like Saul.
我们做了糊涂事
we will do foolish things.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个很大的提醒。
This is a great reminder.
教会是恩典，神是有恩典，也是，但是神也是严肃的。
God has grace, but He is also just.
很多在属灵的事上，我们实在是要顺服神的心。
In the matters of spiritual things, we have to follow after God's heart.
记得在 F.B. Meyer 的故事里面。
Remember in the story of F.B. Meyer.
神跟他说一件事情。
God spoke one thing to him.
他说：“如果我不在凡事上做你的主。”
That he says that if I am not the Lord of all.
我就不是你的主。
Then I am not your Lord at all.
所以我们不能只是部分听，部分不听。
We cannot only select to hear parts and ignore other parts.
我们当我们部分，我们有一部分不遵守神的，顺服神的时候，我们就神就不是我们的主。
If there is anything that we choose to not follow God in, then the God is not God at all in our lives.
啊，就大卫是合乎神心意的。
David was one who was after God's own heart.
因为他知道神的心，他也愿意遵循神的心。
Because he knew God's heart and was willing to seek after God's heart.
弟兄姐妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
在这一段的经文里面，那我们看到了几个点。
So this passage lets us see a couple points.
是的，我们对神是有的目的，我们了解也认识。
Yes, we understand God's purpose and His will.
但是我们知不知道神的法则，神的做法在哪里呢？
But do we know His ways and His law?
今天做神的事
to do God's work,
绝对要用神的方式
has to be in accordance to His ways.
不能把人的思想，世界的思想带进来。
We cannot bring in the ways of the world and of man's thoughts.
一个教会没有基督，这个不是教会。
A church without Christ is no longer a church.
就像一个会幕没有约柜，那就是一个帐篷而已。
Just like a tabernacle without the ark is simply a tent.
我们知道在那时候，即使约柜没有在会幕里面。
We know that at that time, even though the ark was no longer in the tabernacle.
以色列百姓仍然做那些外面这些奉献、祭拜，能够放陈设饼，所有的都还是照常进行。
The people of Israel still did all the things that they were supposed to do with the tabernacle of the sacrifices, the washing, everything.
他们做这些有什么意义呢?
But what was the purpose of all of their actions?
神不在其中呢?
God was not in their midst.
弟兄姐妹,今天如果教会没有神的同在,
If today the church does not have the presence of God,
我们很多外面所表现出来的,
all the things that we do on the outside,
其实只是满足我们里面的感觉,
is actually only to satisfy our own feelings.
神得不到满足的。
But God is not satisfied.
这是我们实在是要在主面前，我们要悔改。多少时候我们常常做这样子的事
？We really need to come before the Lord and repent at how often we have done this.
就像信远弟兄所提到的
，Just like our brother Xin Yuan just shared.
我们要悔改
，We have to repent.
那我们实在是能够做一个讨合啊，合乎神心意的
，That we would be one that would be after God's heart.
我们都会犯错。
Yes, we will all make mistakes.
但是感谢主，神的宝血有功效，神的恩典够我们用。
But thank the Lord that the blood of the Lamb has efficacy.
让我们一起在神的家中，在弟兄姐妹的彼此的扶持中，我们一起把我们自己献上。
May we each in God's house offer ourselves up to the Lord.
让我们能够在神的家中尽我们的功用。
That in the house of God we would enter into our service.
把整个聚会的光景，把整个教会带回到原初神创造我们的心意里面。
That the church would be returned to the original purpose and will of the Lord.
我们承认我们不行。
We confess that we are unable to.
但是我们要相信，在我们里面，在你里面的那个主的生命。要完成那个工作。
But we trust that the Lord, the life that we have in us, that you have in you, that God can complete this work.
愿2025年这一年。
May this year of 2025.
是每一个人在主的走主这条道路上一个转捩点。
May it be a turning point in each of our lives.
那我们能够回到主的心意里面。
That we would return to the will of God.
愿主在我们当中能够找到一个安息的居所。
That God would find a resting place in our midst.
当主的心意满足的时候。
And that when God's heart is satisfied.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们里面心也满足了。
That our own hearts would be satisfied.
就像大卫一般。
Just like David.
在132篇里面，我们看到大卫的心如何为神的居所献上。
That in Psalm 132, for God's dwelling place, what he offered up.
让我们实在是让我们的聚会在这边一个小小的聚会，神有安息的所在。
That in our small gathering here, God would find His resting place.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
不是我们能够爱你。
It is not because we can love you.
主，乃是你先爱了我们。
But it is because you have loved us first.
你把这个伟大的救恩放好，让我们能够得到。
That we would be able to, that you gave us the salvation.
让我们能够成为神家中的儿女。
That we could be considered children of God.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
因为你把我们摆在你的家中。
Because you have placed us in your house.
让我们在凡事上能够学习明白你的心意。
That in all things and ways we would learn to after the will of God.
能够与亲爱的弟兄姐妹一起来侍奉，一起来敬拜你。
That we would serve with our brothers and sisters and worship you.
主，我们实在是渴望、渴慕你同在的地方。
Lord, we truly long for your presence.
因为你在哪里，哪里就有你的荣耀。
Because where you are, there is your glory.
你的荣耀在哪里，你的见证就要 在那边显明了。
And where your glory is, the testimony of you will be manifested.
主，愿你在我们当中找着你居所。
Lord, this morning, would you find your dwelling place here?
愿我们弟兄姐妹每一个人都能够成为你的见证。
That each brother and sister here would be considered your testimony.
见证你是我们的主，我们的王。
That we would witness that you are our King and our Lord.
主，祝福你自己的话语。
Lord, would you bless your own words?
愿这些话语在我们的生活，在我们的侍奉上能成为实际。
That these words would be a reality in our lives and in our service.
主，我们把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give you all glory and praise.
这样祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.